As always, on a Friday in the first hour, we love bringing in our good friend Jan Wall, the film critic extraordinaire, and we talk to people in the entertainment world. Jannie, how are we?
So good. I saw the new Elvis movie. It is amazing.
Who plays Elvis again?
Oh, he's so good. I've got to look up his name. I've never heard of him before. But we're talking Oscar time, baby.
All right, we will get to that. But let's first go to our guest, and that is Paul Rowan, who joins us from overseas. And hold on just one second here. What is it, Dominic? I'm getting all mixed up now. Da-da-da.
I'll talk about Elvis.
Okay. I'm getting a different name. This isn't Paul Rowan. This is Austin Butler.
Austin Butler, yes. That's the guy's name who plays Elvis.
Oh. I'm sorry. He just texted me the name Austin Butler, and I thought we were switching guests. I'm sorry.
I wish.
All right. Well,
no,
look,
not that I don't like this guest. I'm sure he's marvelous.
Okay. It just says Austin Butler. I'm sorry, Paul. Paul Rowan is with us. He is the author of a new book from the University Press of Kentucky.
Oh, my God. I read this book.
Called
it's amazing.
Ryan's Daughter, The Making of an Irish Epic. First of all, Paul, welcome to the show. Ryan's Daughter was an epic romantic drama, 1970. David Lean, you had Robert Mitchum and Sarah Miles, set in World War I with a married Irish woman. How did this all get together for you to write a book about this?
Because Kerry, where the movie is set, was the holiday destination year after year for my family since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, really.
This is County Kerry.
County Kerry, yeah, which is on the west coast of Ireland. Many of your listeners will probably know us. Some of them will have Irish ancestry from the west of Ireland. Kerry is considered arguably the most beautiful part of Ireland, the Emerald Isle. Mountains, lakes, beaches, nice people, and a great setting for a romantic movie like Ryan's Daughter on the wild west coast of Ireland, which obviously David Lean realized when he scouted the area and was convinced that this was the place where he could make his movie rather than, say, India, which he also considered. It was an unusual place for David Lean to make a movie. You might remember he made Lawrence of Arabia in the deserts in Jordan and in Spain. He made Bridge on the River Kwai in Ceylon. Dr. Zhivago was made in Spain. So he was coming a fair bit north to a bit more of a wilder, desolate place in many ways, where the weather was far more unpredictable, which was one of the main reasons why the film ran over so long.
I love this book so much because it shows you what went into the making of this really supreme, epic film, and how Robert Mitchum misbehaved.
Robert Mitchum, he, on his downtime, he certainly misbehaved. He was away from his family and his long-suffering wife, Dorothy, although she did visit from time to time, and she kind of accepted Robert's behavior as part of the package, really, I think. He got up David Lean's nose quite a bit with his sort of messing around on the set. Mitchum was kind of a tough guy, as you all remember. He considered the acting profession, which earned him such a great living, to be a little bit perhaps effeminate, not the kind of macho profession that he was perhaps naturally drawn to. So it was in his locker to play up and to play down his acting ability, and so therefore he wasn't what you might describe as a method actor. When he as soon as he came out of character, he was messing around, having the odd drink, having the odd dodgy guest on the set, and much of that was what annoyed the very serious English director David Lean. Which is why they started to fall out quite spectacularly as the movie went on.
You know, you mentioned some of the greatest movies of all time, Bridge on the River Kwai, Lawrence of Arabia, Dr. Zhivago. Do you feel that Ryan's Daughter is underappreciated and really unknown in some parts?
Yes, it is certainly, it is the runt of the David Lean epic litter. There's no doubt about that, really. You can't get away from that. You know, although it's a very fine movie in lots of ways, and for some of Lean aficionados, it's their favorite movie, maybe because nobody else kind of liked it. But it was kind of like a simple love story that was kind of rather overblown. Even the producer admitted to me before he died that David was in epic mode at that stage in his career and found it very difficult to snap out of it. He wanted to make a small movie, but I think MGM, in part, who were backing the movie, wanted him to stay in big epic mode. He filmed in 70mm camera, which is a massive widescreen camera, and So really, the kind of characters were kind of dwarfed by the huge landscapes and the big beaches and all those kind of shots. And then the plot kind of petered out a bit because they couldn't really agree on how to end it. But it's got some magnificent parts to it. Some of the acting is great. The scenery is absolutely spectacular.
Did John Mills won an Academy Award for it?
Yes. Freddie Young won an Academy Award for the director of photography. He won for best cinematography. There was a couple of other Oscar awards as well. So it didn't kind of sweep the boards though, like for instance Lawrence did, or indeed even Bridge on the River Kwai. Like Lean wouldn't have even been nominated for best director. It didn't get a nomination for best film. So it wasn't like. And it wasn't great. The critics kind of went to town on it a bit. They felt Lean was kind of outmoded and kind of outdated. And it sort of knocked him really, really severely, the reaction to the movie. He only made one more movie in his lifetime after that, even though he was about 58 odd when he made Ryan's Daughter. 14 years later, he made A Passage to India, which was another kind of epic kind of movie, but that was it. That was the last movie he ever made. And, you know, some of the actors would say that if Ryan's Daughter hadn't been savaged, he might have made another four or five movies. But it was savaged by and large at the time. Although I think people have now sort of, away from the early 70s, which you might remember was a time when there was a lot of these kind of very edgy movies that, for instance, Medium Cool and Easy Rider, they were the fashionable movies at the time. Ryan's Daughter now is sort of still finding a new audience and people appreciate it for what it was.
I love the book. It's so full of the sexuality of Sarah Miles, what she was like, and kind of a wild child during the making of this film. I don't know how they got this movie made because you had drunk Robert Mitchum acting out. You had Sarah Miles sleeping around. I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah, we only have about 20 seconds, but I have to ask you really quick. Robert Mitchum's Irish accent, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. It's really difficult to do. Really difficult to do an Irish accent. Who's the most recent casualty in that regard? There's been a whole list of think about Ryan O'Neill and Barry Lyndon.
Tom Cruise.
And much more recent examples. I mean, it's much better than Tom Cruise. So it's really, really difficult to do an Irish accent, and Robert gave it a pretty good go, and he will say that was how he was told to do it.
All right.
And yes, that Sarah was a character, all right, although she did deny the sleeping around bit, but there was lots of other shenanigans, for sure.
All right, we got to run. Paul Benedict Rowan. The book is Ryan's Daughter, The Making of an Irish Epic, available from University Press of Kentucky. Congratulations on the book, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, John. Thanks for all the best.